Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of Back in the Lifeboat. You know the podcast, but today, instead of watching and recapping an episode, I'm here with Manny. Hi, Manny.
Hi, glad to be back.
Yes. Today, things are a little bit different. There's no Heather because we are talking about Timeless Day that happened December 21st. A few days before Christmas, and obviously this is not a spoiler-free episode, so if you haven't watched the whole show yet, just don't listen to it now. Wait until we watch
Go
everything
and
and then come back to it
and come back.
in what, like 6 7 months when we finish the show with Heather. And at this point, hi Heather. Hope you like the show.
You're
Hope
able
you
to
like the
listen to it
finale.
like 6 months later.
Oh, I felt so bad. So we instructed Heather to stay off of the internet, and she wasn't able to hear about anything. I mean, we sort of shared the things that weren't too spoilery. But yeah, it was
Yeah,
like,
all the BTS stuff, like from like the first season, and the behind the scenes of the casting of like a lot of posters and stuff that Sean Ryan posted. We were able to share that at least.
yeah, but anything that had to do with season two, it's like a lot of the missing scenes. So we'll get there, but I went and watched them, and I think most of them were shared already. Like they were either on YouTube or on the DVDs. But yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, so Timeless Day, again, this is now a full spoiler zone. This is your one and last spoiler warning. We will be talking about the entire show, including season two, including the finale movie. So this is your moment to jump off if you haven't seen the entire show. So Timeless Day, in the movie finale, the last little bit, the epilogue, if you will, jumps 5 years into the future to December 21st, 2023. So on December 21st of this year, the future finally met the present, or the present caught up with the future. And there was a little bit of a celebration from Sean Ryan, from most of the cast.
The whole fandom, really, to be honest.
The
like
whole
it was like a fandom wide celebration.
I mean, the entire fandom was just has been waiting for this for the last 5 years. Like, even
pretty much.
Yeah, like I only watched the show like, what is it, like 2 3 years ago now, and like we knew since basically like a year ago. We're like, oh, this is 2023, this is the year. I hope they do something for this December 21st. And I think even generally
It's actually
speaking,
pretty cool.
yeah, even generally speaking, December 21st is people is like, hey, it's Timeless Day. It's time to watch the movie. It's a Christmas movie.
I've been when scrolling through Twitter and everything, just like seeing because like you said, you watched it like what, 2 week two 3 years ago, and then you introduced it to me like about what, a year or like about a year and a half ago or something like that.
Ish, something like that, yeah.
So I wasn't part of it either. So it was really cool seeing like all the tweets, how everyone's like between December 20th and December 21st, like every year everyone just watches the movie, and they just like, it's just like their celebration of it. And then to see it like happen, like for the date to actually, you know, catch up to the
I
actual
know.
date, you know, December 21st is pretty, yeah,
It's
it's pretty cool.
yeah, it's it like the I love when this fandom, or any fandom really, as a comes together as a whole for this type of celebration. There's still calls of bring back Timeless, and yeah, some people are on board.
I saw one from like Matt. He posted
Yes.
something, and he was like, I'm holding out hope. I'm not sure whether he was like pulling our leg or something like that, but it's like it's
No,
still nice to see, you
I
know.
don't think there's like anything in the works or
No, no,
whatnot.
no, definitely. There's not
But there's,
that to go out.
I think definitely what came out is that all the people that worked on Timeless had the time of their lives, really. And it was very a tight-knit cast and crew. And I think it's memories that they look upon with nostalgia and lots of love, really.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, you get that sense from everything that they posted and shared and said. So yeah.
I mean, again, we'll get there, but like, look at Malcolm and Claudia.
Yeah.
So on December 21st, around 11 a.m. Pacific time. Okay, so I'll give credit where credit is due. Manny manned the entire Timeless Day basically by himself because I was working, and the entirety I'm on the Eastern coast, and the entirety of Timeless Day happened while I was at work, which.
Was shocked that like it happened during the day because I thought you would like get more of it because obviously time differences, but
So it like literally it lasted about 6 hours, and that was the 6 hours of my shift at work. But yeah, so around
that's bad.
11 a.m. Pacific, so that's 2 p.m. Eastern, Sean Ryan sent out the first tweet declaring Timeless Day opening, and just overall thanking all the fans who supported the show over the years. And then he went on talking a little bit about like casting and the beginnings of the show. And so that's like a few of his tweets that we have here. So he says, he talked first about how Eric, so he said, when Eric Kripke and I were talking about potential stories, we knew that our Hindenburg idea would be so expensive that we had to either do it in a pilot or not do it at all. Which I love that. I'm like, I'll just go for it.
Why not?
I'm glad they did, because that was a pretty fantastic pilot. Like, it's very cinematic. Cinema words. He keeps on saying, he says, we saw Chantal Van Santen for Lucy, loved her, and asked her to play Kate Drummond. We could have had a very different Lucy. Though I feel
Very
like,
different. That would, yeah.
I do feel like Chantal would have made a very good Lucy too.
I do. I think she would have it like you said, it would have been a very different Lucy. I think, you know, like I think Abigail plays her in such a yeah, I mean, well, yeah.
I feel
It
like
would have been very different, let's put it that way.
I think I could see like Lucy even with Chantel. So like we talked about her in the pilot, but I mean I remember her mostly from like One Tree Hill. I know she's on one of the FBI now, maybe the main one actually.
Yeah, on two of, well, yeah, between two of them, but yeah.
Yeah, so like seeing her in that, I can tell that she would have had that like humor to play Lucy. But I
Definitely.
think Abigail really brought like Lucy's lightness, like really her light, her shining light.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it's like, you know, the clumsiness and almost the silliness at times. And I
And I think
think,
also the, sorry,
go ahead.
yeah, also the, I don't want to say, I don't want to say fragility, but the sort of, you know, like I think especially in this first season, you see a lot where Lucy is doubting herself and she kind of has this almost like fracture. I think of like Party at Castle Vala, where she's just like really out of it and she's not necessarily thinking clearly, she's distracted. I think Abigail plays that in
Yeah,
such a
this
brilliant way that not that Chantal couldn't do it, but I think it,
it
like you said,
would
it would have been a
I
lot
don't think it
different.
would have been bad. It would have been different. It would have been really different.
Yeah,
And
agreed.
one
100%.
of the things for me too is her laugh. Abigail has
Yeah.
such an iconic laugh, and it's become Lucy's laugh, and I can't separate the two really.
Definitely, definitely.
But yeah, he went on talking, Sean Ryan went on talking about how the main cast were, they found the main cast. And he said, so I had seen Abigail Spencer in an unaired ABC pilot directed by Leslie Linka Glatter, which frankly should have been picked up. I need to know what it is. That
Which,
was
well,
me.
okay, you finish and then I have it
Yeah.
here.
And thought of her immediately for Lucy, but the road to finding her Wyatt and Rufus was bumpier, and we'll get there. So you found it? You found
Yeah,
what it
well,
was?
yeah, so Abigail, she actually retweeted it, quote tweeted it, and she said that the pilot was Grace, created by former Grey's Anatomy showrunner Chris DiVernoff. It didn't get picked up, but Sean Ryan said, but yeah, it was a pilot called Grace. So
I want to know what it's about now. Like, I hate that
I'm sure it's
there's.
somewhere on the internet.
Yeah, it's something like I hate that there's a bunch of pilots like that, like beginning of stories that were never picked up that just completely disappeared,
Yeah.
and we will never know about them.
It
It's.
reminds me of the is it Hatfield and McCoy's one with Jesse Lee Soffer and
Oh,
two other of the
is that
people
what it
from
was
PD?
with Sophia
Yeah.
Bush and I think Patrick Flueger?
Patty, right?
Yeah, with
Yeah,
Patty.
yeah.
So like the three, and they were playing siblings, right?
I have no idea. I haven't actually watched it, but I just saw like the thumbnail.
It's come up quite a few times. But yeah, it's all
One
those
little
little
one
things, you know, like the
Chicago.
little stories that were dropped and you'll never know
Yeah.
about it, and just it's frustrating. And I'm sure some of them were great, and like the reason that they don't get picked up is probably money
Money, right?
more than
Yeah.
quality. It's just like, will it bring enough money? Which, and I mean,
Exactly.
it was that for Timeless. It was like it's too expensive to produce compared
Yeah.
to whatever it's bringing in viewership. So but yeah. To go on, so about Wyatt and Rufus, he said, we struggle to find the right Wyatt and we're getting desperate. Wendy Widman, our casting director, held an emergency weekend session that I went to, and Matt was there. We had done a pilot together, but I had to step away from it due to the 07 strike. He was great. As for Rufus, we very quickly saw another actor that we quite liked and showed him to Sony and NBC. They weren't as sure as we were. They wanted us to search some more before deciding, and so we did. Malcolm came in later and knocked our socks off. And thank God. I like
Yeah.
usually like, you know, some studios make some decisions that are a little bit they're not always the best, but like in that case, I don't know who that other
Definitely.
actor were. I'm sure he was great, but Malcolm is Rufus. There is
He
no
is the
other
definitive
Rufus.
Rufus, yeah.
Yes. There wouldn't be a clog blockers. Like, there wouldn't be clog
True,
blockers without
actually.
Malcolm. He was like the
Very true.
captain of the fandom, really.
Yeah. That's very true, actually. I didn't think about that, yeah.
Yeah. So
And
thank you,
apparently he
Malcolm.
apparently he yeah. Yeah, th yeah, thank you, Malcolm. Yeah, apparently he quote tweeted it and he was like he had no idea about the story. He literally just came in and that was it. But he didn't even realize that they had someone else before.
Yeah, it was like the things he learns 5 years later. It's like, oh, I did
You
not
know
know
what I mean?
that. Oof. I got lucky on that one. But yeah, like he did such like so many ad lib moments, and it's like he's the one who came up with the term clog blockers. He actually put it in an episode, and in the
Yeah.
finale too, because so. For those who don't know, between the end of season two and the movie, like we'll go over that with Heather when we get there. But the whole fandom, there was several campaign to try to bring back the show. And one of them was that the whole fandom came together to fund a banner to be flown over the San Diego Comic-Con with an like thanks to a helicopter. And so like the banner said like you guys want to save Rufus or what? And that helicopter
Yeah.
was dubbed Heliclocter. And
Oh,
if you
that's where the name came from.
Yes, and
Oh, I
so
didn't realize.
when you watch the movie, I think it's towards the end of the first part, they hear like, oh, do you hear this helicopter? Like that's
Oh.
Malcolm putting that name into the show too.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't realize that's where it came from.
Yeah.
He added so many like great like just small bits.
I
Like yeah,
know.
it truly wouldn't have been
Like,
like Timeless wouldn't be what it was without him.
I know. I can't imagine really any of them. They're all such iconic characters. I cannot imagine anyone else being them.
Yeah, no,
And like,
agreed.
thank God they found Matt too, because I think a huge part of a show is the chemistry between the actors, and
Yeah.
they had that chemistry. And if you look at the ships, like Abigail and Matt, they had like a really great chemistry. Rufus and yeah, Malcolm and Claudia. I mean, they're still friends, so like, they did
Yeah.
have that chemistry too.
Definitely.
And yeah, it would have been very different if any of them hadn't been cast. So Sean went on talking a bit about how they were interesting in seeing progress of certain groups across history and how they studied for it. And so he said, "We had a great time studying history for the show with the help of advisor David Hoffman, and we're interested in showing the arc of progress for people over decades and centuries. But we always worked hard to make our stories personal for our characters." And we've seen that in all the episodes we've covered so far, that
Yeah.
they've always managed to parallel one, at least one or sometimes several of the historical characters with what the our characters are going through at the time.
100%.
Yeah.
They find a way to get like I think what you know they at the beginning, you know how like Lucy was kind of looking at history as this abstract sort of thing that you just read on you know in a book, but they really like in the show they do well to get to really the heart of a character and really you know show that these were like real people. So
Yeah.
yeah, 100%. They definitely did well to make it personal and
I don't know if
real.
I'm yeah, I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, but I think in the Q&As he does mention that there's some ideas of like time periods that they had that they kind of dropped because they couldn't find the character to connect, or like the
Yeah,
event to connect
I remember
with the
something like that,
story.
yeah.
So it's not a, like, they didn't go with the idea of a time period and try to make it work. They were just I mean, try to make it work at all cost. If there wasn't anything that was working, then they put it on the side. So yeah. And after that little introduction, he took a break and said he had to do some Christmas shopping and he'd be back later, which is like the most relatable thing. Like
Yeah.
4 days before Christmas, that's very
Gotta get that last bit. Yeah.
relatable. Sorry, last week of shopping, be back later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
He's like,
funny.
he's no more like the rest of us.
He's one of us.
Yeah.
But you want to keep going with
Oh, okay.
whatever
Sorry.
else?
Yeah. So, oh, sorry. Lost my place in the notes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, then other actors and writers And yeah, crew just posted on social media. Abigail posted some behind the scenes pictures from season two. I think most of them were from season two.
I
She
think
posted them on,
so.
yeah, she posted those on Instagram.
Yeah, I kind of went back
That was pretty
quickly.
cool. Yeah.
Just seeing if there's like any.
Yeah,
Oh yeah.
the caption I did, yeah,
Yeah,
did not put
the I
that in,
think
sorry.
it was some I think some of her favorite costumes, like there was 202, 203, and I think one of them was later. I forgot which episode exactly it is, like the number, but when they go to like the King of the Delta Blues.
Oh, okay, yeah, I think that's like 206. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. There's like some with the suffragette movement, and they she has like a whole photo of like a table read. So I'm not
Oh,
sure
okay.
for which
That's cool.
episode it was, but yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. So then, yeah, Abigail posted that. Matt posted like a whole message on Facebook, which was really sweet and really cool. He said, yeah, along with some pictures, but he said,
Yeah.
"Happy Timeless Day." In the final episode of Timeless, we fast forwarded to December 21, 2023. The future is now. That show meant so much to me, and we had such an amazing time. People constantly ask me what was my favorite project I've ever been a part of as an actor, and Timeless is always at the top of my list. The creativity, the story, the writing, the people. I was going to do a big 10-minute long story time, but thought it might get boring for y'all. So instead, here's a handful of pictures that maybe you haven't seen before. Love to all my producers, writers, and fellow actors, and of course, to the clock blockers. P.S. I still hold out hope that one day the show will make a return.
Matt, do you know us at all? No, you could do a 10-hour long story time and we would not find it boring. Matt, come on. Come on. You cannot tease us with that. No, it
Was very sweet though. It's
is very sweet.
very
Yeah.
sweet. It's yeah, it just shows like, like we said, like the love for this show. There is a lot for it. So yeah. And the pictures that he posted, yeah, a lot of them were like just
I know
behind the
there's one with
scenes
a
stuff.
llama and I have no idea why.
Yeah. I think that's like I'm trying to see what it is. It's like there's almost like him and Abigail, yeah, with a llama.
Yeah, Eamon
And
Happy
I think they're like at some event or something.
maybe. Oh, there's also a photo. I love this one, a photo of the inside of the lifeboat,
Oh
like where
yes,
they
yeah, that
filmed.
looks
I thought
pretty
that was
cool, yeah.
really that's a really good photo too.
Yeah. That's pretty
The
awesome.
way I would have kept like a piece of the lifeboat, like as a memento
What do
from
you
that
take
set.
off though? You're just gonna like steal one of the chairs?
Yes. If I could, yes. I would 100% get one of those chairs and
Hoist it
like
off the lifeboat.
do like either do it as like a desk chair. They would be great as a desk chair, or even like put on some like arms and whatnot and put it in an armchair. Like I would 100% use
That
these.
would actually be pretty cool as a chair, though, to be
Like
honest.
as a
Like, they
desk
do look
chair, that
pretty
would be
awesome.
amazing. With like the seat belt and
Yeah.
stuff, every time you go in your computer, you like strap your
Zip
belt.
up the
Like that would
seatbelt.
be so cool.
That'd be fun.
Oh, one thing
What?
we did, I don't know if you mention it later, but Sean Ryan actually did pay a little tribute to Annie Wershang
Yes,
at some
that
point. Yeah.
I think I put that later, but no,
You did.
definitely he did we
Yeah,
all
she was the she was the she was really missed. She is really missed by
no, definitely.
everybody. I would have loved to have had
Yeah.
some insight on Emma.
Yeah, no, she was one of a kind. I knew her from 24 before I saw her on Timeless, but yeah,
What kind of
in
character
anything
does
I've seen her
she,
in, she
yeah.
was
What kind of character did she play on 24? Because I didn't watch that show.
On 24, she played an FBI agent. Like, she was across like season 7 and 8. And she at first she was like a really like by the book FBI agent, and then she kind of gets sort of corrupted by the main character Jack. I mean, Jack is a bit of an anti-hero anyway, but he's still a good guy. But then she kind of crossed the line, and unfortunately, her character died in season 8, and
That feels
it's
like a
kind of brutal.
theme for any, because like so yeah, the Timeless is where I know her best from, but she was also like a very good villain on The Rookie.
Okay, yeah, I remember you saying, yeah.
And I love, actually, I really love that because Sean Rhea called her like she played such a bad bitch, such a good like bad bitch, and it's absolutely it. And on
She
The
plays
Rookie,
an
she was.
amazing bad, like she plays a great bad guy. Like it's
Oh yeah,
just,
totally.
and they all said that she was like the sweetest, like most amazing person.
Yeah, every feedback I've heard about Annie is like she was a wonderful person. Same from like Fan who's met her and whatnot. Like she was really kind and really sweet.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Only the good die young, right?
So sorry, going on to Malcolm and Claudia. They also they made posters on theirs, was actually pretty fun.
It's so
They
cool.
create like I kind of don't remember what it was, but it was like they created like was it like a jump from the show? Was it
Yeah,
not like I can't exactly
I
remember.
think that's something they did behind the scene, at some point, so they recreated that jump. And so like they like put both like together side to side, sort of like embedded in each other. And it's funny because in both the original and the one they recreated, they're just like laughing so hard in the end. It's
They're like
adorable.
little kids. It's really funny. It's really funny.
They're really cute together.
Yeah, they really are. And then like Malcolm on his on his was it Malcolm or is it, yeah, it
I
was
think it was
Malcolm.
Malcolm, yeah.
On his Twitter and on his Instagram, he was like just teased. He was just like so if we made a podcast, would you like if we made like a hashtag Team Rhea podcast, would people listen to it? And it was like obviously, like
Malcolm, you
it's not even a
cannot
question.
tease us like that.
Like yeah,
No.
like are you guys doing this? Like
I need to
what's
know.
happening? Can't just tease us like this.
You think
We
we
need
can drop
answers.
into his DM and like, was it just a tease? Were you that cruel? Or are you and Claudia actually making a podcast? Because we will 100% listen to it.
100%. If you guys are listening, I mean you're probably not, but like let us know. Like let us know.
Let
We
us know.
need the answers.
Maybe we should do like a Twitter post and like tag both of them. And at Malcolm, you teased us with the potential of a Team Rhea podcast. Like, was it actually a joke, a cruel one, or are you actually gonna do it because we need it? This is like,
Malcolm does seem to the type that would like do something
oh,
like that, though.
he's a troll. He's 100% a troll. He's like the kindest, sweetest troll, but he's a troll.
So then, yeah. So Sakina, she also reposted some old videos from set, and it's really just like the cast just having fun and laughing and dancing. There's one with her and Patterson Joseph sort of just doing like this really fun dance, like
I
linking arms and dancing around. That was pretty fun.
know. 'Cause I guess they probably 'cause it was like the time team was a lot together, and then you had always Sakina Patterson and
They're kind of
Claudia,
like the
at least in
parents
season
almost, I
one, yeah,
guess.
that were kind of stayed behind. And then you had Goran in season one that was more or less by himself and then kind of joined the mixed in season two. But yeah, it was just
Yeah, they seemed like they were having fun.
I know.
Yeah. And then Patterson himself, he posted a video on Twitter. Sorry. And he, yeah, it was just like a really sweet anecdote about this about one of the directors, John Showalter. And I can't exactly, I think it was during the Delta Blues episode or something. Or was it the finale? I can't remember.
I think so. I was trying to figure out what he was talking about, but basically at some point, like, he was drunk. That's probably the king of the Delta Blues. Did
I think so,
Showalter
yeah.
direct
Showalter,
that
I don't think
one?
he did that one. I think, I know, I'm just looking at the list now.
Because I was trying to
No,
go
he didn't.
and because
That
like
was
what?
the King of the Delta Blues was directed by Greg Beamon. I think
Yeah.
it was the finale actually, but either way is fine. But he was just basically talking about how he had acted this particular scene in a certain way, and John Showalter kind of just gently suggested that he do it in a different way, and Pattinson, he was a little bit like, I think he liked the way that he was doing it, but he took the advice anyway, and they got a great scene from it. And he was just talking
Yeah.
about just
It was
how it was
just
really,
yeah, it was
yeah,
just like very subtle and very gentle suggestion, because apparently he was playing Mason being drunk and he was a bit too theatrical.
yeah.
And so he was like gently correcting, like, oh, let's try maybe a little less, and it turns out very well. And he was saying just that he wished he'd been directed this way more. So yeah.
That's, yeah. So then Goran posted a bit of fan art, which I thought that fan, there was like that thing they posted, it was really awesome. I don't know who did it, but like shout out
Yeah,
to them because that was an
it was
awesome piece
really
of
good.
fan art.
Yeah. It was like it's very like
And
Marvel-like, like very comic
yeah, it is
book.
actually a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just
See?
posted some pictures of the cast and the crew.
I would be totally up for that. Like a comic book like rebirth of the show.
I think there was actually it's I'm not sure if we put it in the Q&A, but I think there was like someone did ask Sean Ryan that, and he was like, would you be interested in like continuing it in like a comic book form? And I think, I mean, he said no, but like I think that would actually be a fun idea because it does, the show does have that sort of that feel to it, like you can imagine it sort of comic book like. So yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, that would be, that would work.
Yeah, it would. It would. That'd be pretty cool. So then moving on to I think is this, yeah, this is the last one. Yeah. Erica Lassand-Mittman, writer in season one, co-showrunner in season two. She posted a thread on Twitter just about Timeless, and this is what she said. Today is Timeless Day. 5 years ago, I had the most fun I ever had in my career in television, making the Timeless finale movie. Even though we never wanted it to end, we wanted to end it right. After months of wondering whether we'd even get to do the finale, we got the news. I dropped everything, literally, including an offer to show run another series, to come back to this show to finish what we started. We were told by Sony and NBC that we were going to make the movie, but because of when it was airing, it had to be a Christmas movie, which was a bit of a challenge with the cliffhanger we were left with. But my writing partner in crime, Lauren Gray, and I were up to the challenge. We set out to find a Christmas history story that hadn't been told. It's possible when you think Christmas movie, the Korean War isn't the first thing that comes to mind, but we knew we'd found our story when we read about the Christmas miracle. The real Christmas miracle, of course, was getting to come back for a little more Timeless, and of course, having the chance to save Rufus. My favorite moments: turning a hot day in Santa Clarita into the coldest day in the Korean War, showing up on set and seeing the always perfect sets and costumes, the closest I'll ever get to real time travel, and making friends with the guest water buffalo on set. His name was Orlando. The director forgetting to call cut during Lucy and Wyatt's kiss
Thank you
because, I
very
mean.
much. Thank you very much. We appreciate your service.
Getting to work with the most talented cast and writers I've ever been lucky enough to work with. Gonna name check as many as I can now, and she just listed off a whole list of names. How
Yeah.
I adore all of you, a joy from start to finish.
It's so sweet, and like to know that she dropped the opportunity to show run another series
A
in
whole
order
new
to
series.
just finish this series that was literally going nowhere else. Like, this was the end. That's a
That's really
testament
something.
to how committed. How
Committed, yeah.
committed they were to this show. And it shows, it really shows.
Definitely. I mean, and I mean, hey, she got the chance to create a whole new series afterwards, but I mean, yeah, like
Yeah, but I
that's
mean, that could have
could
been
not
like
mean.
much earlier in her career, because like 5 years
No,
is,
definitely.
it's not a super long time, but it's not a short time either. A lot
No,
could have
it's
happened. Like, you know, you get. I feel like being a showrunner and create your own series is probably the ultimate TV writer experience.
Oh
It's
yeah,
like the
no,
pentacle
100%.
of where you can be. So like to drop this in order to finish a show that's been canceled, it really shows the commitment.
Definitely, 100%, 100%.
I love
And
it. She's
then
like
so
the director forgetting to call cut during Lucy and Wyatt's kiss. And it's if I
that's
remember
funny.
properly, it's actually in the DVD. It's part of the bloopers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
it's
then, just to finish off this section, other cast and crew members like David Hoffman, Lauren Greer, Stephen Fleet, Mike Wade, who played Nicholas Biddle in The Assassination of Abraham Lincoln, and quite a few other people posted about the show on their social media.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was just really cool to see all the, you know, how everyone who had just worked on this show really just you know, paid tribute to the show. So yeah,
Yeah.
that
For
was really cool.
someone like Mike Wade, who's only been like a small part of one episode, is just, it really must mean that he had like a really, really great experience. And I
Isn't
think,
I'm
yeah,
yeah no
sorry.
like I mean I no I was gonna no no worries. I was gonna say I can't get the tweet up now. I don't know if I don't know if I'll be able to find it quick enough, but like what he said was that like everyone on that cast and crew was just like really really great and sweet to him. He had like the best time, and he just re really appreciated it. Yeah, it was it, I think, yeah, that I'm pretty sure that's what he said. I
Mike
can't find it
Wade.
now, but
Here,
yeah.
I'm on his page really quick. Proud that Timeless was honored. Oh no, that was talking about the Smithsonian. I said, I had the honor to play a historical figure at a decisive time for a nation. Nicholas Biddle was the first person to shed blood during the Civil War. In this episode, Nicholas celebrates his freedom while beginning the task of finding his family. And I think it was also that it showed like very important stories about people. Yes, obviously people that history knows, but it's side of histories that people don't necessarily know about them. And also like some very important histories about people of color too, that isn't always said. Like I had no idea actually until like I had no idea that Nicholas Biddle was actually a real person.
Neither did
I
I.
mean,
Neither did
yeah.
I. It just goes to show, the more you
Exactly.
know.
But yeah, so
So yeah. No, you go. Sorry.
yeah. A little bit later, Sean Ryan opened a little bit of a Q&A. And so we'll get through the questions that he answered. So the first one he answered was from at Lindsay SO. She said, I'm assuming it's a she, probably should. They said, my favorite show ever. Can we get a mini reunion of the time team on The Boys? We just need a guest spot for Abigail Spencer and Matt Lanter to John Malcolm Barrett and Claudia Dumit. Maybe a reference to clock blockers. And Ryan answered, I'd say Eric Kripke has been very good at casting timeless alums in The Boys. You didn't even mention Goran Vesnik and Chantal Van Santen. Yeah, and actually started watching The Boys, and it's fun. Malcolm, I just laughed because so he's a very small recurring character, and his backstory is interesting to say the least.
Fair enough. I will take your word on it. I think The Boys is a bit too much for me,
It is, it's a lot.
but
It's a lot, but it's honestly a very, very good show.
that's cool.
And I wish I knew exactly like when it was filming, because I totally need to follow that filming to know when they are and maybe like catch some timeless alum.
That'd be fun.
No, I don't think Goran is still on the show. I'm not sure about Claudia.
I don't know. I was gonna say, I think I saw something about like on their Instagram with like a clip from her, but that could be old. I don't know.
She, I
But
wouldn't
yeah,
be
so
surprised if
moving
she still
on.
was. I know not a, I'm pretty sure Goran is not anymore, but I think Claudia still is.
Okay.
I'm getting distracted.
Well, I'm going to move on to the next question then,
Yes,
but
go
while
for
you
it.
look that up. So the next question was from at John Canref, and he said, "Hey Sean, thanks for doing this. Really loved and missed the show. What was the average cost per episode, and how does another great show like Quantum Leap handle the cost of producing episodes from many different time periods? Any chance of a reunion? Cheers." And he said, "I don't remember the exact budget number, but season one we had a good healthy budget compared to other new network shows. Season two we had to trim our budget as part of our rescue from cancellation. Our finale movie was done on a very tight budget."
Yeah, you can
And that
when
makes sense.
yeah, and when you rewatch the finale, actually you can't tell, 'cause like things that like the helicopter crash, they don't show it. Like there's a lot of things that they don't show. And you know that it's like, for example, at the end when basically Christopher, like Denise, joins
Gets
them, like comes
in
with
the
the mothership. It's just
You
you
don't
don't
see it,
see
do
like the
you?
shootout, you just see like bangs and lights through the doors of the church. It's definitely like you can tell it's a budget thing.
And I think also, for like season two, I remember listening to an interview with Erica Lisann-Mittman, and I think she was saying like how because they got cancelled and brought back, it was like they had to their budget was cut, and so the reason that season two is like set in the bunker is because they needed like one static like one sort of place that they could come back to, that they wouldn't have to like keep building on like something like Mason Industries, which is
The Miss
a lot.
Industries was already a lot. Like there was a lot of people there. And then on top of that, you had like Lucy's house, you had Gia's apartment, you
Yeah, true.
had we saw like Malcolm's house with his mom and his brother a couple times
Yeah,
too.
Flynn going all around the,
Yeah.
wherever he is.
So like they would always come back to the bunker, and the bunker was just the six of six seven, wait, 1 2 3 4 five
Eight.
six seven seven seven
Yes.
Lucy, Wyatt, Rufus, Gia, Flynn, Denise, and Mason. Oh, and I mean,
I
I
was
guess
counting
Jessica.
Jessica,
Yeah,
but
if you want to.
yeah.
We don't count Jessica. Jessica does not exist. I'm not looking forward to covering like that part of the show. I don't want to. But yeah, so like anytime they were just there and it was just that cast and no one else. So definitely.
So for the next,
And they don't have the whole like costume doc either.
yeah, true. Yeah, I guess, yeah. Actually, have, yeah, they don't. So like, they kind of just what scrounge up whatever they have, don't they?
Oh yeah. And they do mean
Yeah.
they do make comment about it in 202 actually, where
Okay.
I think it's
What's the
Wyatt that
racetrack one
says like,
now?
oh, it's like stunt material is now like those jeans are from the Gap, and he already says
Okay.
that in the one we just recorded, Public Enemy number one yesterday, and he talks about like
Yes.
butterfly jeans from the Gap.
Yeah.
And that comes back up like several times. Well, at least once or twice,
Fair enough.
in season two. Yeah. The next question was from at Gizzle Gistool. It's always fun reading Twitter handles.
Yeah.
They asked, what did you have planned for season three? I mean, before knowing the show would be canceled, because I guess that changed some of your plans. Sean Ryan answered, a dirty little secret in the TV business is that until the studio networks start paying you to come up with ideas for the next season, you don't spend too much time coming up with ideas. We had some loose notions, but without the writing rules, didn't get too far. I guess that was
Makes
good.
sense.
I've heard that there's a couple thing that they wanted to keep going for season three, and I'm sort of glad that didn't happen, because especially one of
I
them.
mean, yeah, I mean, I think some of the things, I mean, it would have been great, obviously, to have the series, but I
Yeah.
understand, yes, yeah, some things.
It's always the risk, like the longer a series go, especially something like Timeless, where you have, they're working to dismantle some kind of organization, or in season two, it's still Reading House, just like shrunk down really.
Yeah.
But you risk you run the risk of kind of the snake biting its own tail. So it gets a little
I guess. I
repetitive.
mean, we didn't see it, so I don't want to like
No,
judge too much, but
it's
like I think it would have been
I'm sure they would have come
really
with that.
interesting.
I think the main thing, like, I don't want it, was Jessica's baby was actually supposed, like, she was supposed to be actually pregnant,
I think
which
that
I'm
would have been,
like,
I mean, I think that would have been interesting. I think that would have thrown some interesting spanners in the works, but you know.
as a Wyatt shipper, just I don't want it. And it's
I
it
get it.
you're like it's like the
You hate
Reading
Jessica.
House, and then that kid maybe in the future would become something like terrible, and then you have Wyatt. It's like all the potential thing that could happen to that kid. I'm like, I don't want
There's a
that.
lot of like angst and a lot of like
Yeah,
not, yeah.
that would have.
I understand that in a
Yeah,
sense.
that would have always been, I don't know, feel like a tricky thing to get out of. But I do see like on the potential of interesting storylines that could have brought some interesting things.
Think
And
we've been pretty
I
preached.
think, and we sort of get a hint of that in the movie. And I think Lucy and Flynn were supposed to have a bit of a thing too.
Yes, yeah.
Which, yeah, obviously would have changed a lot. I part of me kind of wouldn't have minded seeing that, but again, it's
I
like
liked
the
it
whole
personally.
angst. They had great chemistry.
They had, yeah, I Goran and Abigail were like top tier, like they're fantastic together.
I
I think it would have
100%.
been really interesting to see what that would have
Yeah,
been
but
like.
I mean, it's something we'll get over when we get to the finale. But since it's not until like probably this summer,
Fair enough.
we can talk a bit. But
Yeah.
I think it would have been interesting, but also like I don't think it could have gone anywhere anyway. Not just because of
Probably not.
Wyatt, but because of, what Flynn had done so far. I don't think he was fully
I understand that.
redeemable because of all the things he'd done, right? So, but who knows what
Fair enough.
they who
That's
knows
fair
what they
enough.
would have come up with. But I
Exactly.
totally
Exactly.
understand why there were so many Garcy shippers.
Yeah.
Because yeah, the
I'm one of them, but you know.
you're sorry, what did you say?
Well, kind of one of them. Kind of. I liked it. I mean, we can go over it another time. It's not. I'm not saying that. Like, I wouldn't have liked Lucille Wyatt like before you like shoot Dag. Is that me?
No, I'm not. Like it's valid.
No, but I mean, we can go over that. Let's get back to the questions. So the next question, actually from us, we sent a few and he responded. So the first one, from us was, what was the inspiration for the series? And Ryan replied, it started as a notion that Eric Kripke had been it started as a notion that Eric Kripke had, that he had been in discussion with John Fox at John Davis's company. Then he decided he wanted a partner and cold called me to see if I was interested in working on something with him. He pitched me the very basics on the show. I was intrigued to do something in the genre space, especially with someone as knowledgeable and talented in it as Eric. I said to him, I like the premise, but why don't we devote a week to breaking the pilot together? And at the end of that week, we'd know two things. One, we'd know whether we'd have a good sense of we'd have one, we'd have a good sense if this was an idea that would work as a television series. And two, we'd know if we liked working with each other. So with no commitment beyond that 1 week, we dove in and quickly discovered that we really thought there was a TV show there. And more importantly, we really liked working together and sharing the load. Ended up being a great partnership where we'd each take on different aspects of the show. I owe a lot to Eric.
I love
That's
this.
really, really sweet.
I'm always amazed at how fast they can write like an episode.
Yeah. A week's pretty quick.
It's
Like,
pretty quick. And like,
yeah.
yeah, I don't know how many hours a day they would get together to get that, but like they'd already
Plus, I'm sure they
have
probably couldn't
to,
do the whole thing
yeah, and
in a
they
week.
probably had to have like a bunch of notions of like where you'd get from the pilot to at least the end of season one, right? And so like to get all those ideas together and
Yeah.
kind of start planting seeds in the pilot of how we could work. Like I don't know how much they plan ahead, but it's I find it
Well,
mind-blowing.
I mean, yeah, I mean, thinking about everything that he said, you know, like, I reckon like they probably like went about the pilot and they were like, okay, let's see what we can do for like the pilot, and then probably, you know, see if they can get a few strings that they can pull out into a show. Like he said, you know, they found out that it would work as a television show. And I think actually I was listening to something this week, and I think they actually originally only got like 13 episodes, an original 13 episode order. Then they got three tacked on at the end of season one anyway. But yeah, I mean, 1 week to kind of pull out those threads is
Yeah,
impressive.
that's very impressive. I mean, I've only been in like in any type of fandom for the last like couple years. And before that I had no idea of how short the turnover was between like when the writer room gets together and starts,
Starts
churning out
filming.
episodes. And when
Yeah.
filming starts, like there's only a few weeks. And by the time episode starts airing, they usually only have like three, four locked in and they keep on working like
Yeah,
through. Like
yeah.
that's something that's still mind blowing to me that they have like such a little buffer between what's there, what they're filming and what's airing.
I mean, I guess that's why you need the room, right? Because
Yeah, you
it's not
need
like one
a
person
bunch
can
of
use it by
writers.
yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next question was from at Timeless Diary FR. Would you have explored the Rittenhouse to Control of Everything timeline if season 3 had been greenlighted? And Ryan said, I assume Rittenhouse would have survived and existed in some form in season 3. That definitely makes sense.
From Emily underscore Ferick, celebrated by rewatching the finale, and I'm curious, what were your priorities approaching the story for it? Anything you particularly remember having to sacrifice? Love the show a lot. Thanks for making such a great series. Ryan said, I don't remember sacrificing anything. I do remember how important it was to us to give fans an ending and a satisfying one at that. I think Timeless is an optimistic show, and I think the message that we can learn from our mistakes and be better is important. I
Yeah,
think.
definitely
Yeah.
see that. It's
I think that's one thing they come back to over and over again in the show is, talking about how everyone tries to do the best, I think, with what they have at the moment. And it's never going to be perfect, but I think, the fact that we always try and we always do better is, yeah, definitely
And
one standout theme of the show.
yeah, you can definitely see like the optimism in the show. Like, it's for a show that talks about such serious matters sometimes, it's still very light. And yeah, you can definitely see that there it still keeps that optimism even when they're very low. It never lasts longer. They always bounce back and come back to fight another day. So next one from John Can Ref. How or who chose December 21st, 2023, and the date jump forward to? And Ryan answered, I believe we wanted the show to jump forward 5 years, and we knew it would air around December 21st, 2018 on NBC. I believe we were only off by one day. Yes, I think it aired on December
Yeah.
22nd,
It was 20th.
20th. So yeah, they weren't far off.
Pretty spot on, to be honest.
Yeah.
From Jada underscore Johnston, I know this is probably like picking a favorite child, but do you have a favorite episode? Timeless is still my favorite, or it's still my all-time favorite show, by the way. And Ryan answered, I have some candidates. The pilot, Bonnie and Clyde, Hollywoodland, Jesse James slash Bass Reeves, The Alamo, The Reagan Shooting, JFK. He says, damn, that's almost half the series, and I'm not even done yet. Ian Fleming as
Yeah,
well.
like I go you bounce back like damn, that's almost out of the series. I'm not even on Ian Fleming.
Yeah, I know,
Yeah,
right?
ditto to all of that. Oh, and you can see that they all like really like the Alamo because it keeps coming back. Like
Yeah.
in the show every time like they're going like, oh, Nazis and the Alamo is what comes
Exactly.
back every time.
We survived the Alamo. We can survive anything else.
Exactly. And JFK, like, yeah, I can understand why JFK would be your favorite. It's not like you have a pot kid, like, there's, oh no, it's not him. Sorry, I'm mixing with,
Wrong person.
yeah, wrong person. It is a very good episode, too. Like, it's fun. Because, like, it's Switch. It's
A
not them
reversal,
going, yeah, it's
yeah.
not them going in the past. Is JFK from the past coming in the present? So it's
Yeah.
interesting. Another question from John Can Ref. Any hidden Easter eggs or things we can go back and look for that haven't been noticed or revealed? And then Ryan says, at first he said, if there are hidden Easter eggs in there, I wasn't the one who put them in. And then he added, just remember the good Easter egg. The last line of the series is said by my wife at it's I forgot her name, Kathy Callan Ryan, I think. And so we went back. It's not exactly the last line, but it's she is the off-screen voice of Paulina's mom that calls her for dinner at the very end of the finale, which is
That's
actually
pretty
a
cool.
fun, yeah, fun Easter egg to know.
Okay, question from Trimble Comic. How many more stories did you have planned that you never got to do? Would you ever consider doing them in another form, like prose or comics? Ryan said, we had some notions in mind, but not full stories. The one story that NBC stopped us from doing before Hollywoodland and Reagan shot was an episode where Rittenhouse gets Reagan cast in Stagecoach rather than John Wayne screwing up timeline. I thought that was actually pretty interesting,
I'm
to be
curious. Okay,
honest.
so I have no notion of any of that, but I'm curious of how casting. Oh, because I guess if Ron Reagan is cast, maybe he doesn't become president or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Something I don't know his whole story, but I wondered if maybe he doesn't become like this leading, I don't know. I don't know too much about Reagan, but yeah, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah. I
like
would be
I
interested to know why NBC stopped them from doing it though.
yeah, that's kind of what I'm
I
curious
wonder if
about
it's like
too.
maybe too political or something like that, but I don't
Maybe.
know. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. But like they always get like little tidbits. Like we got a lot of little tidbits of things that could have been, and like I need to know more.
It would
Now
have been honestly
I
like to
need to know the
see
details.
more timelines. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
Another
pause.
question from John Can Ref. He did ask like they did ask a lot of really good questions. Did you by chance work with Eric Kripke and J.J. Abrams on Revolution? We are only a few years away from where it started in 2027. Also, a show canceled way too soon. Maybe we could also do a Revolution Day. Honestly, so I only remember the first season of Revolution. Definitely one I want to rewatch. I remember the first season being really, really good, actually. I did not realize we were only a few years away from where it started. It's interesting.
That is, yeah, very interesting.
But anyway, that's time for another podcast. And Ryan answered, I did not work on it, but I saw it, and we had some Revolution alum that Eric brought over to work on Timeless. Yeah, I think we've been over a few, but I forgot which one they were.
Yeah, I
I'd
remember,
have to
yeah,
go
you guys
back.
saying something. I have not seen
Yeah.
Revolution, so I have no
I
idea.
don't think it was anybody from the main cast though.
Okay.
But yeah.
So, another question from us. What was the process like coming up with the different time periods slash historical figures team travel to each week? So, and Ryan answered, we'd start with periods or events we liked and then dig into the history and see if there were unknown elements that we could lean into. We abandoned a lot of ideas because we couldn't find the unexpected way slash character into it. Our Nazi Germany idea was such an example. We liked the idea of Rufus having to go base to basically the worst place ever for him, World War II Germany. But it wasn't until we discovered Ian Fleming had been a real spy behind enemy lines did that story come together.
Yeah.
I think that's actually really, really I think that I mean that makes sense. I mean, you're doing a history show, you're gonna see how many stories you can go into, but I think that's really cool the way they had to like find like a route into it. And to be honest, the fact that they did that for like so many of them was actually pretty
I know, it's very
impressive.
interesting. Yeah, it's I like the fact that they weren't like digging their heels and like, no, we have to do an episode in World War II Germany, like come hell or high water. No, they actually waited until they found the right character to put in, and then in some case it didn't happen, and it didn't happen, but yeah. Next question from the Infraggable. Maybe a basic question, but how did the history professor role slash storyline come to be? I think Lucy's struggle with maintaining or not history was such genius. Ryan said, we love the idea of Lucy knowing history and being properly appalled at how Rittenhouse was changing it. This was literally one of the first things Eric Kripke and I came up with. Yeah, it's a different like take on it, because if you don't really know the history, you know, whether you change it or not, you don't understand the ramifications and the fact that Lucy did.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was a really good idea.
Yeah, and you need someone also to be able to give background and to guide the team through it. So
It made sense, yeah.
yeah.
And then if you weave into that all the Rittenhouse connection too.
Yes,
Yeah.
actually, yeah. So, from Peace v 2022, was it in the plan for Garcia to save Lorena and Iris? Would Lucy eventually get Amy back? Ryan said, we discussed both possibilities, but landed where we did. We liked the idea that they could save others, but not their loved ones, and they would experience loss slash tragedy the same as all of us ultimately do. I
Yeah, I
mean,
think that was
you know,
very
he's
smart.
not wrong.
Yeah.
I
Because
think
neither of
in
them,
my
in the end, like Wyatt does get Jessica back for a bit, but it's really not the Jessica he knew. And then he has to give her up too. Like she dies, like she gets killed all over again. And then Lucy doesn't get Amy back, and Flynn doesn't get his wife and daughter back either. And I think that was that
The right
was,
choice, I think.
yes, the right choice. Because then, like, if one gets their loved one back, like, why them? It would have been too perfect. Like, I actually really like the fact that Lucy decides to not go back for Amy.
I think it also fits like the show as well, because you know they're going back and they're doing all these things to try and stop Flynn. You know, season one, it's you know trying to stop Flynn from you know killing more people, and you know season two, it's trying to you know defeat Emma and Rittenhouse, and I think it the tone matches. You can't you know. You don't always get the happy ending, and I think with these people who, you know, have gone through, what they've been through. I'm not saying this correctly, but
No, I
it
get
has
what you're
been.
saying. It's that's the thing, like Sean Ryan said, it's a very optimistic show, but at the end of the day, it even though they got a happy ending, it's not a all's well that ends well type of thing. That there
Life
were
does
sacrifices
continue,
that needed to be made along the way.
agreed. That's a good way of putting it.
Next question from at Gracie Lynn 6568. What were some historical people, places, and events that might have been showcased in season three? Love the emphasis on women like Hedy Lamarr during season two. And this one, both Erica and Sean contributed to it. So Erica said, Edith Wilson, the Spanish flu, the Night Witches, the Titanic, the Lindbergh baby, Anastasia, Sybil Ludington, the Chicago Fire, Tulsa Race Massacre, Jenny Rogers, Helen Keller, Harlem Renaissance, Claudette Colvin, Cuban Missile Crisis, DB Cooper, Orphan Trains. I need
There's
it.
a
Like,
lot, like,
give
I
me.
know.
Some of them,
There's
I have
so
no
much
idea
there.
what they're about, but oh my God, like there was
It
so much
sounds
that they
like
wanted to get into.
awesome.
Ryan actually responded to Erica saying, as a descendant of orphan train kids myself, I was especially interested in telling that story. It's such a mind-blowing, mostly unknown tale of America that had such impact on our nations. And as a not American, as a European, I had no idea what it was. So I went and looked up for it. And it
Good
turns
luck.
out a lot of kids from new immigrant families whose parents had either died or weren't able to provide for them, like they were very poor and destitute, So there was this welfare program where kids from Eastern Coast cities like New York, Boston, and more were kind of shipped with into trains to the Midwest cities like Chicago
Yeah.
and like other places in the Midwest with like not a whole lot of oversight. So some did get placed and adopted by good families and had like a good happy life, but a lot of them were used as farm slave labor, really. So it's and you know they were also like bumped from family to family to family and lost their
Yeah.
heritage of where they came from and whatnot. So it's that would have been, I wonder like what
Yeah.
I wonder what they would have related to, maybe like some, I don't know, some
Someone
families that
who's a
were
part of
giving,
it.
yeah, or maybe
Yeah.
a kid from that was
Yeah.
going from one place to another. I don't know, but it would have been really, really interesting. I agree. And
Yeah.
like all the others,
It's a
like
really
I need
powerful story.
Helen Keller. I want I can me the Titanic would have been epic.
Yeah.
We
Can you
had a
imagine
little bit
being
of a
like going
hint
down in the
of it.
Titanic?
Yeah. I mean, we had like a tiny hint of it in the movie because, you know, when they read the journal, there is a page about the Titanic. So if you pause,
Oh.
that's when that's when like basically Flynn and Lucy have a thing. It's on the Titanic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get back. Well, I mean, we'll get there
Okay, I'm gonna have
eventually,
to go
but
back and like get that straight
you know
now.
that I paused on each page of the journal to
Yeah,
try and read what was
that makes
there.
sense.
And so it's like little sentences here and there, but yeah,
Well, that's pretty cool.
it looked like this one would have been really epic.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
No, I'm not gonna get into the debate of should the show be revived or not, but it's
I mean,
hard
there would have been some
to,
great stories.
yes.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah.
So from I'm gonna butcher this one. Where did I get this one? What Etoile?
Étoile
Can you
DS
say it?
Le Six, I don't know, it's just
Yeah.
I don't know how you say that.
Yeah, from this person. How close was Paulina to actually figuring out the time travel equation? It must have taken years for Connor, Rufus, and Gia to break the code, so to speak. Ryan responded, "I think she was onto something. She was the future."
Yes, like,
I
yeah.
mean, it makes sense. She seemed like pretty, like bright. For those who don't know, I didn't actually know this until like last week or 2 weeks ago or something. But Paulina is the girl at the end of the finale who's like drawing in like the drawing a time machine in like her sketchbook.
Yeah. And she was
Had no idea that was
also
her
in
name.
the, when we catch up in the epilogue with Rufus and Gia, they're at a like science fair.
Yes,
And so
I
she's,
heard about that too.
yeah, she's the girl who does like the Leyden jar condensate. I don't know what it like. That
That
machine.
thing.
And
Yeah.
Rufus says that, oh, like, it's basically the same one he did for he obviously doesn't tell her that, but like when they were stranded
Oh,
in the
okay.
18th century, but he says like that's a much better one. So like you can
Oh.
already know, and I think it's also one of the things he did that got Mason to notice him when he was a high school kid in Chicago.
Yeah, I was going to say it sounded familiar.
Yes, and so the fact that this is a much better one, that means she's already ahead of where Rufus was back then, like at the same
Makes
age.
like, yeah, she's a kid.
So yeah, it's definitely like it hints at if anyone can figure out, because it's also the thing, like they keep the lifeboat because If someone was able to make a time
Just in
machine
case.
once, there's a chance that it would happen in the future. And it's highly hinted that Paulina would be the one to make another time machine. Yeah. Again, I love the fact that it's a girl.
Well, women are scary.
Yeah. Another question from us. Did you always know you wanted to end the series with the loop idea? And Rand said, no, that was an idea our writers came up with when we got the final movie ordered. Until then, we'd been hoping for a season three and hadn't thought about how to conclude it. So that was not necessarily like in the cards from like the very beginning. It's just,
Yeah.
I'm so glad they did it
But
though.
it's a really epic idea, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think yeah, this is the last question actually.
What a question.
From SS, yeah. From SS Perry 825. When Lucy returned from her first trip on the lifeboat, her world was forever changed. Her mother was no longer sick and her sister didn't exist. At that time, did Lucy's mother know that Lucy worked for Mason Industries and had traveled through time? And Ryan said, I'm going to say no, but this feels like a timeless graduate school question I might be getting wrong.
Like that, I could. Like we'll probably get there in the next episode with Heather.
Yeah, the finale, yeah.
But like I can write a dissertation on the matter. There is so much to go over. So I highly encourage everyone to tune in for technically not the next episode, because this week we're gonna have 115, but the one after, I mean, tune in for this one too, because we got a surprise. Definitely tune in for 116, because I feel like it's gonna be a long one.
You have the list of like all the
I
plots of
like
all of the
so
hints.
For those who don't know, and I think I said it on the pod before, but I have a whole Google Doc on my personal account that Heather doesn't have access to, that really picks where I've taken notes of every little mention that you can trace back in other episodes, like little spoilers, seeds that we're planting in other episodes to come, to talk about when, the spoiler actually gets revealed. And for most of the episode, it's usually like one or two lines, like a little anecdote here and there. For 116, it's an entire page.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there's just
Fair
so
enough. Well,
much to go over. So much.
yeah. Yeah. So that's that's all the questions from the Q&A. He
Yeah.
got through actually a fair amount, to be
I
honest. I think
know.
it lasted like an hour and a half in total.
Yeah. We had a like
Yeah.
I got an idea for a couple more after, and unfortunately by the time I was able to type them, like he was gone, so we never got the answer, but yeah, no, that was a good amount of question. I'm so sad we didn't get the other like couple questions that we had, but maybe we'll get to ask them another time. We'll see. But yeah, no, it was a really, really fun day, and I had to catch up to most of it, but even like trying to sneak a glance every now and then, just I think, what was your favorite part? Yes.
Of the day
Yeah,
or
of the day, really.
of the day, I think the Q&A was, I mean that was like the main part of the day, but I think that was just really fun getting to see, I think getting to see just, because loads of people asked, loads of questions, and obviously he's only one person, he can only answer so many stuff, but I think it was great seeing just the how much love there is for the show. Like I said, I came to it late, but seeing, these are people that watched the show like live as it was airing. Like, this is 2024. That the show aired like what, The show originally aired, what, like about 7.5 years ago? Like, that's actually insane how people who've. The show's on for 2 seasons, but like, just since then,
Yeah,
how the love has continued to stay
it's not
strong.
what you'd call like a like iconic show in the way that like Friends would be, or you know,
Yeah.
like those
It's
who had like
not
those
necessarily prestige
massive,
television. Yeah.
exactly. It's much more of a niche show that a lot of people don't know about. And the commitment of the fandom that revived the show twice.
Yeah, I know, right?
Can we
Yeah.
talk about that? Like
Yeah.
that's a pretty extraordinary feat, like right there. That just shows the
Definitely.
passion of the
Yeah. Yeah.
fandom. But also like there's still new people to this day who discover the show and who
Exactly.
fall in love with it. I mean,
Yeah, I saw like a
hello.
thread. Was it like I think it was like a couple of months ago. I think it was the one I shared with you of like there was this person who had recently just discovered the show and they were just like spiraling over Liar
Yeah, I
and just like
know. I gotta
the show. So
I gotta
it was
find
really
them
cool to
again.
see.
Yeah, I gotta find them again, see where they're at.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really fun to watch, and like and I mean obviously I'm one of those people. 'Cause like Logan was live and she was part of all those campaigns, and she'll tell us all about it. We'll have her back for
Yeah,
to talk, and
definitely.
she'll be able to tell us more about that. But she introduced me to this show and I completely fell in love with it. And since then, like I've introduced other people to this show and I've started a goddamn podcast about
Yeah,
it. Like
yeah.
it goes to show like this show, the like there's very little people that don't connect to it really.
It has that universal appeal, definitely. Definitely.
I find it,
Yeah.
I
What
just,
was, sorry.
no, I was gonna say my favorite part, it's hard. I think I really like watching like all the cast coming back together and like sharing
Yeah.
moments, because I obviously wasn't part, like I said, I wasn't part of the fandom back then, so seeing that thing with Malcolm and Claudia, like the jump,
Yeah.
it was
Yeah.
adorable. It's one of my favorite thing. But yeah, there's a few other like tidbits that were really inspiring. He shared a few deleted scenes, but I think they were all on the DVD, because so the 203
Yes.
was like after the song, there's a little bit like of a Lucy gets kidnapped. Shocker. I know. Very originals, never happened before, ever.
Doesn't happen like every other week.
No, and like it's 203, like she was just
She's just making out with Wyatt.
no, it's before they make out because it's after the song.
Oh, okay.
No, but she was just kidnapped by Rittenhouse for like month, and she just got
Yeah, oh
back and she gonna gets taken again. It didn't last long, but anyway, they took that out because they didn't like the way I think the action played out really. And then like 204 is like the Salem Witch Trial, and it's just a scene between Flynn, Rufus, and Lucy. And I've seen it before, so I'm pretty sure it's on the DVD. And same like 208, that's the one with baby
young
Denise.
Christopher.
They actually have a character playing like Rudy Giuliani. And I'm pretty sure that was in the DVD too. I feel like I've seen that extended scene before too. But nonetheless, they're very good. But it's interesting to see. Yeah, with the context of today's political
Yeah.
trials thingies, it's interesting to get that back.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's leave him in the past where he is.
Exactly. Sean Rand also shared like some posters with the quotes from like Lincoln and character that were made by the Smithsonian honoring the show. They had a panel on Timeless in 2017, which is
Yeah.
available on YouTube, actually. And I definitely need to watch all of that. There's a couple things. So there's that panel. There's Abigail, Malcolm, and Matt rewatching 203 during the
Yeah.
pandemic. And then there's another reunion. Forgot if it's a panel at a con or them. There's something about I think them rewatching the finale, but it's
Okay.
there's like Claudia, Allison, Chicago Allison, told me about this one. I need to watch it, but
Okay.
like those are long because they're obviously an hour
Yeah.
plus, so definitely have to
Yeah.
watch those. But yeah, and like
That's
there
cool.
was many behind the scene photos that were shared from like the pilot, assassination of Abraham Lincoln, party at Castle Valar. Oh, they made a poster for party at
Yes.
Castle Valar, like the James Bond movie featuring Lucy Wyatt and
Yeah, weapon
Rufus.
of choice.
Weapon of choice, that's the one. Yeah,
Yeah.
that would have been so cool.
Yeah.
And again, Bond totally slept with Lucy in that movie or that book. There, I. He was so into her.
Yeah, he was.
He really was. But yeah, I think that's about it, right? It was a
Yeah,
really fun
that's
day.
pretty much it. It you know what? It was it, there was so much build up to it, 'cause he posted, Ryan posted, like, about Timeless Day a few days before, and I was just like, okay, so this is gonna be cool. But I was like, also, I have no idea what's gonna happen, and honestly, just going along for the ride was just so much fun. It was really great. He spoiled us completely with so many great stories and anecdotes. And behind the scenes stuff. So yeah, definitely a big thanks to him and to everyone else that was a part of it, because yeah, it was a lot of fun. A
It
lot of
was
fun.
really great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's a, you wanna take Heather's place to do the outro because we don't have Heather to do the outro.
Yeah. So let's see if I can do it as well as her. Follow us on Twitter, slash X, at BIT Lifeboat, and on Instagram and Threads at Back in the Lifeboat. Follow us there just to, keep up to date with the pod. We post on there pretty regularly about what's going on, about new episodes and stuff. Please, please, if you get the chance, rate and subscribe wherever you listen. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Podbean, etc. It really does help us if you rate the show. More people get to listen to it, and it comes up in their feed the more you rate and stuff like that. So please, we would really appreciate that. Spread the word to any friends and family who are Timeless fans so they can reminisce through the series, and if they haven't seen it before, they can watch it along with us for the first time. Next episode, so this episode is probably gonna come out, I think, Sunday, right? Like, that's what I'm thinking.
As soon as we can get it, yeah, because
Yeah.
there's not much
Okay, yeah, as soon
to
as.
edit.
Yeah, so our next episode will be Tuesday. We will be covering season one, episode 15, Public Enemy Number One. This is the episode before the finale. Heather will be back. So there's that, and also we will have a interview with a very special guest, for you to listen to. So definitely check that episode out.
Yeah, check it out.
Sorry, just lost my place again in the outline.
It's
Oh, and
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I've got it. And also, talking about episode 15, this Sunday. So I don't know if you follow us on social media, you'll see that we do live watches on normally a few days before the episode. We release an episode of the pod, and we do a live watch from about 7 p.m. Eastern, where we will just rewatch the episode and live tweet on Twitter. We'd really appreciate it if you'd,
Come and
join
watch with
us.
us.
Yeah, come watch with us and hang out. You can also tweet along with us using the hashtag Timeless Rewatch so that we can all find each other and share our thoughts on the show again. If there's one thing I've learned recently is that there the love for this show has no end. So come and share the love with us on
It shows
Twitter.
no
We will.
bounds.
Yeah, knows no bounds. That's the one. Yeah, watch the episode. Email us your thoughts at backinthelifeboatpod@gmail.com. Yeah, we'd
Email us
seriously love to hear from
for
you.
the finale. Like it's gonna be
Yes.
great. Let us
Email us for the
know
finale.
what
Yeah.
were your thoughts on the finale, if you were surprised by everything that was discovered at this point. All
Yeah.
the cliffhangers that lasted for over a year before they managed to get season two out.
Yeah.
And especially if you've just discovered Timeless, fantastic. But if you were watching live back then, let us know your thoughts because that would be really interesting to find
Definitely.
out.
Definitely. And on that note, just about emailing, I did want to say, so I know we're obviously the way that podcast works is, that we're sending something out and you guys are listening to it. And unfortunately, we can't see any of you, and we can't really we can't see you guys listening to it. So, if you are enjoying the pod, just occasionally, it would be nice to hear from you guys. It helps us feel like we're not just screaming out into the void.
If
You're falling on deaf ears.
if you have any like suggestion or kind constructive criticism, we also take that
Definitely.
as long as it's kind.
100%. Yeah, definitely.
And I'll say it again, Manina and I read the emails first, so don't worry about spoilers. We'll sieve that out for Heather, and we'll get to those when it's appropriate.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, am I supposed to shout myself out at the end here?
Not this time. Shout out to Heather, who's managed to
Yes.
stay spoiler free through some kind of
Definitely.
extraordinary miracle. For someone who reads the end of the book before she gets there, that's a pretty extraordinary feat. And yeah, it was nice to have a little recap with you.
It was
We've
nice to
done
be
an
able to
episode,
come
but
on.
yeah, it's never been just the two of
Yeah.
us. And yeah, check out, there's a lot of content coming up in the next few days,
Yes.
so enjoy, and we'll talk to all of you next time. Bye.
Bye.